Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Devontae Smith is joining us here on WIP. As we broadcast, by the way, today from the NovaCare Complex, it's driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Eagles have another practice coming up in about an hour and a half. It's an overcast day here in South Philadelphia. But big expectations for the Eagles early going here at the 2024 training camp. And let's welcome the Eagles star. He's young, but he's not that young anymore. Fourth-year Eagles star wide receiver. Big contract, big expectations. Great player, Mr. Devontae Smith. Devontae, how are you, pal?
I'm good. I can't complain.
Good for you, man. So yesterday, how did it go? I mean, you're back at practice, back at camp. How's it feel?
It feels good, you know, get back around the guys, fly around, play some football.
You got to be excited to be amongst the dudes again, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Devontae, it's really interesting. I'm going to be fascinated to see to what extent you guys talk about last year, think about last year, or not. Let me ask you this question. As you reconvene, you're with your dudes, you're trying to crank it back up. To what extent, how it ended, is that on your mind and something you guys are talking about and using for fuel? Or are you, like, so want to turn the page that you try not to think about it and you choose not to talk about it and, like, you just dusted that whole thing and this is totally brand new? How do you balance that?
I don't think no one cares, honestly, because anything last year is not going to help you this year. Last year is not going to make you play better this year. So you have to focus on the things that you have to do this year to make sure that you don't get back to where you was last year.
How have you improved as a receiver this offseason?
I would say, you know, every year you learn different things. You know, you start studying, you know, more people and things like that, see what routines other people do.
Did you study anyone in particular this offseason?
I've been watching a lot of CB. You know, definitely being in this offense, the things that, you know, Kellen has done with him. So
sure.
Watching him, seeing how they used him.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Is it how fun is football? How fun is this offense?
It's a lot of fun, you know. A lot of guys getting the opportunity to do a lot of different things. I think the most important piece is, you know, it's a lot of things that, you know, some guys haven't done that other guys I've done in the past year, so we're able to, you know, communicate with each other. I'm like, oh, what are you doing here? What do you look for when you're running this route, that route?
Are there any examples of that you can tell us about? Like, what are you doing that's new that you haven't done before?
Without divulging the game plan, sure. And you know, how you're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. But
I mean, that does sound fun. You get to do something new that you know.
How different do you think it will be, Devontae? Is it going to be a lot different, a little different? What are we looking at here?
You know, it's always going to be different when you have a new OC. You know, everybody runs the same thing, but it's different terminology. So, you know, getting down to his terminology and things like that. So it's always different when you have a new OC. So you just have to, you know, get up to speed with how he calls things and the way that he calls it.
So John played for the Eagles 20 years ago, played on the team that reached the Super Bowl in 04. When Jalen made the comment a few months ago, about a month and a half ago, 95% different, John interpreted that to be Jalen's talking about terminology, which you just referenced. Is that your sense of it?
The language
was
95%.
Yeah, do you think
not the football.
Yeah, do you think he was talking about the language, not the actual play design, but the language is so different, and that's how he got to 95%?
Yeah, football is football. Everybody runs the same thing, and just everybody calls it something differently.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Devontae Smith with us, and I said, you know, Devontae at the start of this, star wide receiver Devontae Smith. And you've been that from Alabama to here. When you hear that, though, at the NFL level, star wide receiver Devontae Smith, year four, paid all this money now, big expectations. I mean, what is that? How do you take that in, knowing that you are a star wide receiver in the NFL?
Honestly, I don't hear it majority of the time. Like, I just hear receiver. I don't really hear it because, you know, whether you're a star or people label you as not a star, you still have a job. You still have to go out there and do your job. No one is going to, you know, take any slack off of you. No matter if you're a star wide receiver or not, everyone's going to view you the same. Everyone's going to expect you to make this play. At least that's how it is in our group. No matter if it's me or it's AJ or it's anybody else, we expect everybody to go out there and make that play.
But why are you different than – like, you get the job done as a wide receiver in the NFL at the highest level. Every other guy that I've ever seen that gets it done at your level is a diva. How do you get it done at a diva level without being a diva? And why is it that no one else seems capable of doing this?
I wouldn't look at it as, you know, guys being divas. You know, some guys are just very more passionate at some of the things that they do. I think for me, I'm kind of an even keeled guy. I don't get too high, I don't get too low. So, you know, you have some guys that, you know, being up here is like, that's their game. That's how they perform. That's how they function. And, you know, to each his own. But for me, it's just, I kind of just stay level with it.
So, Devontae, how do you, for lack of a better way to put it, survive and thrive with your body type across the middle when, you know, you're not built like A.J. Brown, but you succeed essentially at the same level? Like, how with that build, are you able to withstand the hits and get right on back up? Because, in my opinion, at your level, that's pretty rare.
I think it just comes down to, you know, the work that I put in on my body, you know, getting him as early as I possibly could, making sure that I get with the trainers, making sure that I get with, you know, the strength staff and do the things that I need to do to stay durable. So, like, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, some guys are just blessed to, you know, not be able to have those injuries and things like that.
Marvin Harrison had that. Did you study him at all growing up? I mean, and obviously watching him when you were a kid, and he was obviously eventually a future Hall of Famer. I mean, again, not a huge guy, but a prolific career.
No, I didn't watch much of him, but I've heard a lot about him, especially, you know, Amo playing with him. Yep. Definitely hear a lot about him.
Do you have to be tougher than everybody else because you're lighter than everybody else?
I think that's part of it. Part of it is being tough. Part of playing football is being tough.
Absolutely. But what you do, it's, I don't know, in my opinion, it's braver than a guy who's 275 pounds. Like, he's got physics on his side. Like, what you're doing, it takes a little more, I don't know, gumption and suspension of fear. Like, you're fearless, and yet I thought based on your build that you were not going to be able to play that way. We all find it remarkable, and we appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, a lot of guts. All right, Devontae, let's talk about the coming season as it relates to the very beginning. Brazil. So when you found out week one in Brazil, what was your reaction?
It's just football in a different country.
Good, against a good team, against a really definitely good team. So what can you tell us? We've been talking this offseason about the additions on the defensive side on our roster. We got a lot of new cornerbacks. We got, like, you know, 13 cornerbacks on the roster, a lot of talented young guys. What can you tell us about these new cornerbacks that are going to be taking the field for us this year? You get to practice against them. What have you seen?
I think the beauty of it is it's a wide variety. You know, guys do different things. Guys have different play styles. So I think we have the opportunity to see every type of corner there is, you know.
Sure.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that's great for the wide receivers. Yeah. So it's like a symbiotic relationship. You're challenging them, they're challenging you. Got a lot of talent.
Yeah,
talent,
Devontae Smith with us here on WIP as we broadcast from the NovaCare Complex. Devontae, you refer to yourself earlier as even keeled, and that's certainly been our impression from afar for a couple years now. Jalen, you spend a lot of time around him. How would you describe him? Jalen is what from a personality standpoint, from a leadership standpoint? What is he?
I would say the same way as me. He's more vocal than I am, and I mean, that's kind of what you expect out of a quarterback, to be more vocal. With him, you know, having to do a lot more talking, you know, checks at the line and things like that. So he's a lot more vocal than me, but we're kind of the same, even keel guys. We speak up when we need to.
So our offense struggled against pressure last year, you know, against the blitz. How can you as a wide receiver help this year to beat the blitz?
I think, one, it comes down to what we want to do offensively. You know, everybody handles the blitz differently. You know, some teams handle the blitz with throwing screens. Some teams handle the blitz with sight adjust. So, you know, right now we're kind of in the stage where we're still, you know, it's day two. So we're still trying to figure it out, trying to get it down packed. So don't really know what the answer will be right now because it's so early. But, you know, eventually we're going to figure it out.
Does it feel different without Fletcher and Jason Kelce here? Because, I mean, they've been here for over a decade, and yesterday was the first practice without them. Does it feel different, weird?
Well, I mean, Kelce's been here almost every day. So.
That's what everyone says. So, I mean, he's got to broadcast games. Kelce can't be critical of the Eagles if he has to be, right? He still is an Eagle. I mean, he's practically
I don't know how you navigate
there.
That.
Of course, Devontae, there's not going to be any reason to be critical this year, right? I mean, you guys. All right, so after last year, let's go down here a second more. So, walking off the field from Tampa Bay, I mean, you had to feel like you as a team let an incredible opportunity go. I mean, from 10-1 to that, right? I mean, you had to feel like you all collectively, and I thought you were incredible, by the way. Let me be very clear. But a lot of guys less so. But as a team, you had to feel like you let an incredible opportunity go.
Yeah, you know, anytime you're in the playoffs, it's an amazing opportunity, you know, another week to get an opportunity to advance to play one more week. So, yeah, we definitely had an amazing opportunity, and we just didn't capitalize.
And, you know, I don't even mean just that game. I mean that whole month and a half. I mean, for us, that was stunning. Because from where you were at 10-1, look, I don't want to, you know, totally dwell on last year. Let me just say this. I hope you guys are using it as fuel. Because, I mean, John, how would you describe the feeling after that? We were shocked. 10-1 of that.
Well, it was almost like
there were two seasons. Like,
yeah.
We as fans, we felt like, oh my gosh, we're 10-1, we're on top of the world, and then it just like the bottom fell out.
Yeah, fell
for
out.
Us.
Fell out totally.
Yeah.
All right, let's do five. Devontae, when we have guests on, and Devontae Smith, we like to do five random questions, non-football questions, just hopping around. All right, favorite athlete, non-football athlete growing up, your favorite athlete as a kid was who?
Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks, I'm struggling. Who the heck is he?
Quarterback for Saints.
On the Saints. Saints,
oh,
remember?
Okay, yeah. Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks. Okay. Why did normally I get Michael Jordan and LeBron James? I got Aaron Brooks.
I played
right,
against
best
Aaron
TV
Brooks.
Show right now, Devontae. What show are you watching? Maybe it's not the best, but what show are you watching right now?
Family Business.
Are you a cat or a dog guy?
Neither.
Really? Do you have any pets?
I have a dog, but I don't.
But you're just not a human.
It's technically not. It's not my dog, but it's my dog.
Yeah. All right. So you're more of a dog guy than a cat guy.
No.
Are you just not a pet guy?
No, I don't like pets.
I'm with you, Devontae.
What the heck? He doesn't like pets either.
We're on the same page.
Why? Why don't you like pets?
They're a nuisance.
Yeah, I just don't.
You
just. They're just sloppy.
They're sloppy.
Yeah.
Some dogs are sloppy. Some dogs don't slobber, and they're not sloppy at all.
No, all dogs are sloppy.
You just need to meet the right dog, Devontae.
All right, Devontae, the most fun you had this offseason. What was the most cool thing you did? Obviously, you get a couple months off. Most cool, fun thing you did this offseason was what?
I would say just spending time with the family, with my daughter.
What was it like to inform your family that you had signed that contract?
It was great. It was, you know, felt like I had some weight taken off my shoulders. It was exciting, and it was just a blessing.
What's the best thing you've ever eaten?
Etouffee.
Wow, that's some fancy
stuff. That's high level, right?
That's
there.
Like poofy souffle.
That's way beyond my
I've
deal.
I've never had that.
Hey, Devontae, good luck this season. Let me say this, man, and I know we asked you a couple questions about last year. Know this from my standpoint. Even when things fell apart, and I was very clear here on the station saying it, you delivered the whole year. You're unbelievable, man. So, look, you got a lot of people in Philadelphia that you're amongst their very favorite players, a great young wide receiver, not that young anymore. But I remember watching in Alabama in that title game. I remember that night. And, James, you'll remember this the next day. I guess it was the next day, saying, that's the guy the Eagles should draft.
Yep.
And they got you. And you have delivered in your 3 years, man. So congratulations on the contract, the start of your career.
Keep it up.
You know, keep rocking and rolling, man. And we hope for great things for you and your team this year, man. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, right, there he is, Eagles star wide receiver, Devontae Smith.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.